You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary shares a very reasonable perspective on why he will never wear a Speedo again.
With summer here, every afternoon after work, I jump in to swim a couple of laps. It started in May when the water was cold, which meant I jumped toward the ladder so I could extricate myself quickly. Now the water is bathtub lukewarm. I continue to swim, determined to, if not get my money's worth, at least get some physical compensation for the amount of money this pool costs to maintain. Buying a house with a swimming pool was the second happiest day of my life, as the saying goes. One can guess what the happiest day will be. The other day, I peeked in at the local recreation center, which is on the same campus as the nonprofit for which I do contract work. We old-timers know it as the old YMCA. Our summer youth program operates out of the gym there, serving about 45 6th through 10th graders. The back door to the pool is usually open, which is how I slipped in to take photos or kids playing volleyball. I spent a lot of hours in that pool in junior high and early high school, since I was on the swim team for 2 years. My mom taught all of us how to swim not long after we learned to walk. She had been a lifeguard in her teens and wisely believed all kids should learn how to swim as early as possible. Once we moved to Texas, I quickly figured out I would not be playing football or basketball since I was barely 5 feet tall and weighed about 120 pounds. I finished out a bit taller and certainly heavier, but there was no way I would be playing either of those sports at Foster Junior High, so I joined the swim team. Swim team was pretty rigorous, and our coach was fair but demanding. He used paddleboards and kicked laps, did no breathers swimming 100 yards without taking a breath. We practiced a lot for the few meets we actually entered. Our team was evenly divided between boys and girls. Since I was a shrimp and not a fish, I was one of the team's weaker members. At meets, my participation was limited to select events, such as the breaststroke, which is what I was best at. I was terrible at the butterfly, mediocre at side stroke and backstroke, adequate performing the crawl. But I enjoyed the teamwork and the rigor of practice. There is a solitude to swimming that is unlike any other form of exercise. All you see is the water and the horizon, whether that is on the other side of the pool or the shoreline. And when you're nearsighted, as I am, and take off one's glasses to swim, it really becomes a hazy, visually indistinct affair. I wore a Speedo then. Everyone did. That was our uniform. My Speedo would fit in a pill bottle. I tried it once. I have not worn a Speedo since leaving swim team at 15, a fact for which those who know me doubtless are grateful. Back then, I was so skinny that it was not super gross, just semi-embarrassing. Those days are long gone. I would not dare subject an unsuspecting public to such a sight. After swim team, I did a few mile swims as a Boy Scout in the murky waters of Lake Merval in Panola County. But swimming as exercise lost its allure after that, and I pursued other ways of trying to stay fit. For decades, my swimming has been limited to a few laps just to loosen up and cool off. I wear baggy shorts and put my shirt back on quickly. No sense frightening the neighbors.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.